It's 8464CA. Christmas coming up, and of course, it's the time of year family. And, you know, particularly with what's happened with COVID-19 in the last 18 months, 2 years, getting together with family, and particularly kids, grandkids, is what it's all about. A really exciting event, and I haven't spoken to them for a couple of years because, unfortunately, I think COVID put a bit of a spanner in the works for last year. But coming up this Saturday, the Julia McAlpine Dance Studio has got a very, very special, well, it's a version of Alice's Adventures in Wonderland with Down the Rabbit Hole, but it's a little bit unique. I'm privileged to have, well, somebody I think I've probably known since about 1932. We've got Nell and Shannon in studio. Good morning, girls. How are you today?
Morning.
Good, thank you.
Nice to have you along, and I shouldn't give away secrets, but Nell, I remember you. You've been involved in dance with your family. We shouldn't say 1932, but for many, many years around the region.
It was maybe 5 years after that, but yeah.
So. I was pretty close to it, eh?
I'm very accustomed to a world-class show, and I have to say this will be one.
Excellent, excellent, because, yeah, the show's coming up this weekend. Now, look, let's turn to you, Shannon, and I do have the good word on you as being an amazing choreographer for the Cairns region. You're certainly up there, if not the best, up amongst them. Tell me a little bit more about this production, particularly from your perspective.
Well, Murray, we've been working for many months on this production. There's a lot of sides to it. My dad is doing all the sets with his team. My mother and I are very busy in the hall working on choreography and directing. And my grandmother is also doing all the sewing and costumes.
You're
for this
joking.
Show.
And of course, the studio is named after your mum, Julia McAlpine. So that's the connection there. That's an amazing family connection. But look, let's talk about it. I mean, you're talking about 90 people that are going to be up on stage at various times. And there's quite a few boys as well. That's amazing. Tell me about the ages and some of the talents that we're talking about now.
The youngest performer is three and is going to steal every heart in the whole auditorium. So, and then the oldest, they're our senior students.
Yes, 17 years old is our oldest.
Okay.
So it's jam-packed, full of action, different ages and mayhem.
Yes, madness.
I should imagine lots of colour, you know, with the costumes and things like that. It's happening at CPAC, so it's a professional. I mean, I remember the old Civic Centre, and I used to do, some more presenting when I was there. Being on stage at the new CPAC is just amazing. It really is. I'm sure you love that privilege as well.
It's incredible. Even the backstage areas and all those little tunnels that no one really knows about, but sitting in that theatre and watching children perform on that space. It's incredible.
It's a very large stage, so we have the opportunity to do massive sets.
To decorate it.
Yes. To make it come to life.
And look, you know, I know it's always really popular with seniors, even if it's not their kids or grandkids that are involved in these type of shows. It's the type of thing, you know, especially after the pandemic, to get out there, see local kids, I guess, maybe get a little bit of the youth and maybe it'll wear off. So it's always a really popular event. But look, Shannon, tell me a little bit more about exactly, you know, obviously it's a classic, what you're talking about, but I should imagine by the sound of things, you've taken a little, maybe a little poetic license, and there's a bit of a twist to the show as well in some ways.
Yes, it's not exactly like the classic.
Okay.
Ours focuses on Alice, and she's in her teen years, and she's forgotten all about Wonderland. And she's drawn back in for another journey through Wonderland as she tries to regain her belief of all the madness and wonder of Wonderland.
And is she like a traditional teenager or a bit more like a modern teenager?
Oh, it's it's still set in the same time, but she is very much a modern lady, not wanting to wear her corset and not wanting to become a lady.
Yeah, well, that's true. The old ladies, that's always, I was always told by my mother that was a social construct from many years ago. But look, it sounds like it's going to be an amazing show. Music, colour, lights, I guess it really does sound like it's going to be the whole production with everything now.
Yeah, the great thing is Shannon wrote this herself, which she hasn't mentioned yet. And the great thing is all the characters are still there in Wonderland and all the characters remember her. And you can't even,
right.
I can't even describe what they look like because there is makeup and the costumes, as Shannon's mentioned, total family production for these guys.
Mm.
And that's why I've jumped on board because I just came from this. And I think as a parent as well, when your daughter or your son is getting ready to dance, lots of parents use the opportunity of this time of the year to go to different shows and to see where they want their student or their child placed. And I think this is the perfect opportunity to see Julie McAlpine Dance School in its element because it's amazing. I have, because I'm doing the makeup, some of the theatrical special effects makeup. So I've been lucky enough to watch, I think it's three routines. And I think I've cried in all three of them.
Is that right?
It's so, especially the opening number. Shannon's choreography blows my mind and makes me cry often, but it just transports you immediately. And it's the music and it's the choreography and the colour.
Unreal. And that, you know, that perspective that you've just spoken about, you often don't think about that, but obviously for parents that have got kids that are interested in dance, this is a great showcase. And obviously, you know, there's a bit of choice around town, but it's a great way of showcasing the talent, the depth and the experience because, a bit like you and me, Neil, Gillian McAlpine's been around since about 1932 as well.
Would you believe? You talked about my family business.
Yeah.
I used to call Julia from Port Douglas and say, we have an event coming up at the Sheraton. I need five dancers. And so she would tell me the five she had an eye on in her school. And I would use those. This is
get them on the stagecoach with the horses and get them up to Port Douglas.
And I just love being involved. So I haven't changed a bit. And to watch what these guys bring to life is amazing. And
that's excellent.
I tell everyone not to miss it because...
Well, congratulations to you both. And as you said, all the characters, despite having a bit of a modern twist to it, if you need a Tweedledee or a Tweedledum, you can call me. I might be a bit old, but I might nearly... If you get your makeup right, Neil, I might nearly fit into the place. I've got the personality for being Tweedledum.
How do the false eyelashes go?
Oh, I'll tell you what. Well, look at my eyebrows. Now, don't start on those. But look, it is happening this Saturday. There's actually a matinee performance. There's also an evening performance. If you'd like to get tickets to go along, just go to ticketlink.com.au and go and check out an amazing show. It's the Julia McAlpine Studio, Alice's Adventures in Wonderland with Down the Rabbit Hole. Nell and Shannon, thank you so much for your time. It's been great to see you this morning.
Thank
Cheers.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks, Murray.
And break a leg. Good luck.
Thank
Bye.
You. See ya.